code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Wharton. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 10th of June, 2009. Now, there's always newcomers coming into the show, and I suggest they look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. On that site, you'll see lots of other sites I have, and you should pick your favorite one and keep using it. That spreads bandwidth, but it also means that if the Yahoo pulls me again, you'll have other sites to go to download the previous talks I've given. On the com site, you'll see cuttingthroughthematrix.jenkins.com, very dependable, cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, and also, don't forget, alanwattsentinel.eu, where you can get the same audios, plus you can get transcripts of these talks, which you can print up, written in the various languages of Europe. Because things are changing, as I say. The cyber war teams are publicly out in the newspapers, and they've been given the go-ahead to simply harass people that are politically incorrect, who aren't going along with this world agenda, and who aren't voicing the mainstream news type of opinions to the public. And they can crash computers. I've had plenty of experience of that. When you have three go down at the same time, something's going on. And they admit they're doing this kind of stuff. But also you have the big boys passing laws at the top. They want to completely police the internet and decide of what kind of fare you'll be offered in the very, very near future. And it's all socialism and political correctness, to be honest with you. Lots of trivia. They'll give you lots of sex as well, just to keep you stuck on it. But you won't get any truth. So we're in the last days of the net, I'm sure, and that's what it was designed to do. That's why it's called the net. First, they pull you into it. It's called the web as well. You're stuck on it. That's what flies do to the spider's web. You get stuck on it. And they hope you stick to it as they transform it from what it is now into that which it will be, where you'll have all the regular mainstream media pumping out the same stuff day after day. Now, thanks to those who donate, I'm able to keep going, and I just hope that people will keep it flowing in, or trickling in, as the case really is, because it's expensive to keep all this going. And for those who simply get the disc burned, and there are lots of people who don't like the computer at all, they play the discs that others burn for them on computers. They play them in their CDs. You can always get in touch with me by writing to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P, as in Peter, the number 3, E, as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N, as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. Such a roll we're on, really, isn't it, into this new system, a system that was planned a long, long time ago, right down to when it would happen, all the crashes would happen, and the transformation that we have to go through into this century of change really goes takes off, and the very old plans are implemented. They must first get the public to think that it's chaos. Remember, order out of chaos is their motto, really. And they have to destroy all that was to bring in the new. That means any memory of any alternate system, any other way of life. That is what socialism is based upon. I've mentioned that very good documentary that you can purchase, apparently, called The Soviet Story. And I'm going to tie what that says into where we're going, because it's a socialist system we're going into with all of its mayhem and horror. I'll be back with more after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. The Soviet story is very, very good for documentary, especially these days where there's so much spin on things. It shows you an awful lot for the first time as to what socialism was really all about, and communism. Communism is simply socialism introduced by revolution. And I think Stalin said that it was basically socialism in a hurry. That's how he described it. And one of the first things they always do in socialism and these kind of revolutions, and this happened also in the French Revolution, because it was run basically by the same people, not a new idea, well-organized, always with an agenda. They go through a period of very rapid depopulation of unwanted groups under the guise that these particular segments of society are too backward and they will not catch up fast enough. They'll keep the others behind. So they simply kill them off. That's a part of social engineering policy they always introduce. So eugenics and the killing off of what they call the unfit is something they always do right off the bat when they're in power. Remember, there's many ways to do it. If you have a Fabian socialist society, you simply bring in the national healthcare system, and then down the road you create crisis after crisis until there's more folk dying in need of healthcare than people who actually get treated. There's many ways to do things. It all depends on how you see it and how you can analyze it. Because socialism never changes its agenda. And remember that And I have the link on my archives and my website to the talk given by Senator Dodds, Norman Dodds, who was sent out in the 50s, early 50s, to do the Rees Commission, ordered by Congress as an investigation into the big tax-exempt foundations, the big foundations that are to do with the United Nations, etc., because they wondered why they all seem to be heavily financing what appeared to them to be communist organizations. And they really were not communist as such. Socialism is more accurate. And socialism hides behind many other terms. But Dodds was shocked when he talked to the heads of the Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations. And the one at the Ford Foundation told them openly, he said, our job is to change, alter, to drastically, radically alter the culture in America so much that it would eventually seamlessly blend with that of the Soviet Union down the road. And that seems like a big task to people, an impossible task to people. But listen to the talks I've given in the past about how American culture was created during the 20th century, who was in charge of it. And look at the Bernays techniques of creating a people who are mass consumers, who followed a certain pattern of thought, thinking, a certain type of patriotism, all bound up with this commercialization, etc. And don't forget, too, I've also gone through the culture creation industry and how rapidly, really rapidly, starting around before World War II, but then really speeding up after the 40s, and with a new wave, which they called revolutionary in the 1960s, how drastically they've altered American and Western culture. That was all done by a plan and to a plan. Because they said in all the writings from the 1700s onwards, they would destroy the family unit. The family unit passes values on, you see, intergenerationally to their children. They said they could never be safe. And Wells and Bertrand Russell, the Huxleys, and many other people right down to the present have said the same thing, that they'd have to stop this passing on of contamination, contaminated ideas and morality to the offspring. Because, you see, the basic family unit is a tribal unit. They stand up for each other against unjust authority. And only when that was eradicated would government feel safe enough to really, really take off like a rocket with its true mandate of social engineering into the future, the brave new world, also called the New World Order. As I say, with drugs introduced at the same time and the music industry suddenly exploding, the segregation of the generations and a whole market basically developed for the youth. And all the slogans that went with it too, don't trust anyone over 30, being spouted by one person in particular who got so much time on American television as a top communist. It was rather amazing until you realized that the media were part of the whole thing from the very beginning. And promiscuity, as Bertrand Russell said, would have to be promoted to an incredible degree until the whole idea being, you see, he already tried this with experimental schools. He'd be given a charter from royalty earlier on to have these special schools to attempt to see if he could create pre-pubertal sex and interest in this. And so you have Pavlov in the Soviet Union doing his experiments, and you have Russell and others in the West doing their experiments. And they were sharing data, by the way, because there never was a difference between the two. You see, the ultra-rich elite and the bankers are also the same boys who run the socialism as well. They run left-wing and right-wing. And they're both working for the same organization for the same one agenda. But the idea is that the more promiscuous children are, the less likelihood there is of bonding with one person down the road and having a family. That was essential. And we're always fooled by things that happen, like the Berlin Wall suddenly came down just like that. And out comes Mr. Gorbachev on the arms of Margaret Thatcher, being toured around the world as a partner to Thatcher's policies. And he got knighted, in fact, eventually. I think he's a knight of Lazarus in London. And he's given his little green cross to go out to push the greening system, the Green Party type idea. The Green Party itself, remember, really, green is a sacred color of socialism. Red is its flag for revolution. But he was pushed across the world to promote socialism. I've read articles about him, and that's what he says. I promote socialism. I've just explained to you that socialism is an agenda, very old agenda, and that's just nothing to do with helping the working people, by the way. They simply look at the people and say, what do we need? What's the problem now? There's not enough jobs for the people. How do you fix that? Well, you eliminate the excess people. That's very practical in the minds of the socialists. They also believe that those who are superior, genetically, etc., have the right to survive. H.G. Wells of the Fabian Society. You find that George Bernard Shaw, who wrote Man and Superman. All of these characters, including the Prime Minister of Britain today, who's a Fabian, as was the previous one, they believe in these same policies. And it's just unfortunate we have to kill them, but that's how it has to be. H.G. Wells went as far in his Modern Utopia as to say that no one would be allowed to come through who had any hereditary illnesses. They'd have to kill them off. So nothing has changed. And now they're convincing the world we're in an awful crisis. And it's all our fault, of course, even though these same characters, these globalists, and they've always been internationalists for centuries. They've never had a nation. It doesn't matter where they base themselves. The fact is, people are peasants everywhere who are useful for a time, because they see themselves as a separate species from the rest. They are more evolved than the rest. They have no affiliation to the troops that go off to fight for them in any country. No affinity. So here is Gorbachev with his little thing to do across the world. Remember, too, the Green Party was set up by a top communist right-hand man of Stalin, who was the grandfather of Madeleine Albright, by the way, as the method whereby communism would go off in its next wave, this next level of introduction across the world, its expansion, exactly what the Rees Commission found out. In the U.S., it would blend with the West, because the West would already be changed so much, there wouldn't be much difference between them. That's what's happening. And here's Gorbachev in the Sydney Morning Herald, and this is today's paper. It says, it's time for a second American revolution in the spirit of perestroika. Mikhail Gorbachev. Years ago, as the Cold War was coming to an end, I said to my fellow leaders around the globe, the world is on the cusp of great events, and in the face of new challenges, all of us will have to change, you as well as we. For the most part, the reaction was polite but skeptical silence. And now I'll just remind people here to look up the Toronto Sun archives and find Eric Margolis's written speech of Gorbachev, what he really actually said when he was saying farewell to the top Soviet leaders. What he said was, he says, you will hear that communism shortly is dead. Don't believe it, he said. We're moving off to the next phase across the world. Read it for yourselves. So I just thought I'd remind old Gorby here of what he really did say. He says, in recent years, I've often told listeners that I feel Americans need their own change, a perestroika, not like the one in my country, but an American perestroika, and the reaction has been markedly different. People are applauding by the thousands. I'll be back with more on the story after this break.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just going through an article by Mikhail Gorbachev, as he, amongst many, many others at the same time, are all pushing the same globalist agenda, but not just the globalist agenda. They'll never admit their whole policy report that they've got all written down on pat, certainly within their minds, too. They've studied it often enough, because this is socialism. And this is also why you're hearing the drumbeat that the world is overpopulated and we can't go on like this and we've got to do sterilization and so on, from mainstream media. They all work together, this incredible networking system, the only organized system on the planet, to be honest with you, backed by the big banks and foundations. Bankers don't sit back and wait to go out of business. Their job is planning the future, especially the big banking families that make up the International Monetary Fund, international lenders. We all know who they are. They're listed. They've run nations for centuries. They've financed all wars for centuries. And yes, they are socialists. They're socialist multi-trillionaires. This is what Gorbachev said. He says, others have objected to what he's policies are, sometimes sarcastically suggesting that I want the United States to experience upheaval just like the former Soviet Union. In my country, particularly caustic reactions have come from the opponents of perestroika, people with short memories and a deficit of conscience. Our perestroika signaled the need for change in the Soviet Union, but it was not meant to suggest a capitulation to the U.S. model. He's quite right. It was meant to, the U.S. by then would be changed forever, and it was. Today, he says, the need for a more far-reaching perestroika, one for America and the world, has become clearer than ever. Need for change in the Soviet Union in the mid-1980s was urgent. Why was it urgent? I'll tell you why it was urgent. Is because the dictatorship of the proletariat was only to last about 70 years. That's what Lenin said himself. It was time for this next part, you see. The country was stifled by a lack of freedom, and the people, particularly the educated class, wanted to break the stranglehold of a system that had been built under Stalin. What was it like then? Well, you had to have passes to go anywhere in the country or out of the country, and even outside your own area at times. Something like it is now across the Western world, if you've noticed. You need permits and ID cards, and you have to go through all the security with men pointing guns at you and stuff like that. You know, that's how the old Soviet Union was. Think about it. See, it's all here. And of course, who did Bush in the last regime appoint as his top man for the Homeland Security, etc.? A guy from the KGB. What better, right? And everyone thinks we're all different. We're all different regimes. We're all the same regime. It's the fastest way to change a world, a Cold War. And the two sides become the same. Gradually become the same. All throughout those years. And the Soviet Union did what socialism does do. It standardized many countries into one system in a very short time. That was its main purpose. This is what it says. We opted for free elections, political pluralism, freedom of religion, and an economy with competition and private property. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It's far from the truth. Because, as you all know, all the politicians change their hats and call themselves other names, other parties. He says, we sought to effect these changes in an evolutionary way and without bloodshed. We made mistakes, important decisions were made too late, and we were unable to complete our perestroika. Nevertheless, perestroika won because it brought the country to a point from which there could be no return to the past. Now, he's telling us a socialist truth there, just as it is true here. What's happened to the Western world means we can't return to the past. They've made sure of that. They made sure of it when they set up NAFTA, then GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, and a whole bunch of regulations to allow all of your industry to be exported abroad. So how can you go back? You can't. In the West, the breakup of the Soviet Union was viewed as a total victory that proved that the West did not need to change. Western leaders were convinced that we're at the helm of the right system, of a well-functioning, almost perfect economic model. Nonsense. Rubbish. The Western world was already coming down. It was designed to, at the same time. Britain had been in a depression pretty well from the 60s right through to the present. The same thing was happening in Canada, the States, as jobs became fewer and fewer and fewer. And, of course, as I say, they were exporting the jobs all through the late 80s and right through the 90s. The factories, too, they were exporting. And the taxpayers of the West under GATT were paying for the shipping of whole factories over to China and also guaranteeing international corporations who took the deal that they would lose no money, lose nothing until they were up and running, because the taxpayers would make up the difference. What a deal, eh? Anyway, I'm just reading the propaganda that Mr. Gorbachev's putting out here, the other dreamy story. It says, but then came the economic crisis of 2008 and 2009, and it became clear that the new Western model was an illusion that benefited chiefly the very rich. No kidding. Stats show that the poor middle class saw little or no benefit from the economic growth of the past decades. He's getting to his point eventually. I'll be back with more after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, reading a spiel by Mr. Gorbachev, who's giving the same spiel as everyone else has given at the top of this wonderful world. These guys really must have different colored glasses than most people, because it's not the world that I see around me. But apparently, according to Gorbachev, it's going under tremendous improvements in certain countries that we all have to emulate. But he goes on about sustainability and so on and so on, all the usual terms, that's the buzzwords, from the top. And then he says, elements of such a model already exist in some nations. This is how we've all turned. Countries such as Malaysia and Brazil have achieved impressive rates of growth. China and India have pulled hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. Actually, millions have committed suicide. I've read the articles recently. But again, that's socialist policy, isn't it? They always want that lot killed off. As you find that the Rothschilds are in there buying up massive chunks of land that were owned by these farmers who are now out of business or dead. But why let facts get in the way? It says, by mobilizing state resources, France has built a system of high-speed railways, while Canada, this is beautiful, provides free health care. There's no such thing as free health care. The taxpayers pay for it all. Heavily taxed country, Canada. And you can't get the health care. In Sudbury, you can't get health care. You get a number in an office amongst about 80 other people, and you might not see the doctor that day. They're in and out, going different places and so on. Five just left, by the way. And you may have maybe 15 seconds to say what's wrong with you before you're out the door with something to kill pain. That's all they'll do now is kill pain. They won't treat anything. It's cheaper to kill the pain and have you die than treat you for anything. That's socialism, you see. It's a political institution. It says here, among the new democracies, Slovenia and Slovakia have been able to mitigate the social consequences of market reforms. The time has come to strike the next balance between the government and the market for integrating social and environmental factors and demilitarizing the economy. Washington will have to play a special role in this new perestroika, not just because the United States wields great economic, political, and military power, but because America was the main architect and America's elite the main beneficiary of the current world economic model. That model is now cracking and will sooner or later be replaced. That will be a complex and painful process for everyone, including the United States. Well, we know all about that because Jack Sertali and other top UN guys wrote about it back in 1990. It's called Winners and Losers in the New World Order. The actual first title is Millennium. However different the problems that the Soviet Union confronted during our perestroika and the challenges now facing the United States, the need for new thinking makes these two eras similar. In our time, we faced up to the main task of putting an end to the division of the world, winding down the nuclear arms race, and defusing conflicts. We will cope with the new global challenges as well, but only if everyone understands the need for real cardinal change for a global perestroika. So that's the spiel that's coming out of Gorbachev, but he means it too, because he's in on the agenda. He knows there's going to be massive upheaval in the West. We all know it too, because that's why he militarized basically the police forces everywhere. Every government agency is militarized, and we're all under basically martial law, aren't we? That's to take care of the 30 years of riots as we go through this adjustment that he's on about here, this adjustment into the new system. That's what he's talking about. Now, there's some callers on the line, and I'll take them now and then read some more articles. There's Dave from California. Are you there, Dave?
I sure am, Alan. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes.
I've got two questions. One, have you seen any improvement in the flora and fauna and insect population up where you live? Last time we spoke, you said it was getting pretty low.
Well, the insects are fine, but the problem is they're all biting ones.
Oh.
I've had 6 weeks of rain so far. The ground hasn't dried. It's exactly what happened last year. Spray in the morning, it rains all day like crazy, and then it brightens up for 1 hour right now, and then it overcasts again, and it rains all night. That's 6 weeks so far. I had it all last year, June and July, but the mosquito population, the black fly population, and the deer fly that love humans, I don't know why they call them deer fly, are out like crazy looking for blood. And I've already donated to nature enough blood this year already. I can't go through the rest. I'll be anemic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, around here, basically, all the populations are extremely low still, but I'm not complaining about the reduction in mosquitoes. The other question is, you've mentioned a number of authors that predicted all this stuff, and because basically they were in on it. Would you give us a list of additional fictional or other types of authors that you've read that we can go through? For instance, I often thought H.P. Lovecraft. For instance.
Yeah. Well, in the book America's Cultural Cold War, which has only been out for less than a year, it has a lot of declassified government information about how the CIA ran and does run the culture industry for the States. It's the last place you'd look for is the CIA. But they set up all the institutions for it, and they do mention lots of authors that they paid. They said themselves they would be hack writers. They'd never get off the ground on their own, and they hired them to write novels, etc., and as long as they wrapped in certain themes and certain ideas that the public would think that they were their own after reading them. So it's worth getting at that book to read to find who is who. You find, for instance, that even high poets, lots and lots of university professors, stacks and stacks of them, people who had access to articles and journals and so on were working for the CIA and writing specific themes that the CIA told them to write about. Yeah. Even the fashion industry, big high players in the fashion industry were in it. The actual painting arts, you know, artistry, etc., sculptures, all these things. Most of the famous people all through the 20th century, to be honest with you, were employed by MI6 and the CIA.
Boy. We got a long hill to climb, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, it's nice talking to you. Stay away from those biting insects.
I have to.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks for calling. Now, there's Tiffany from New York. Are you there, Tiffany? Hello, Tiffany? Hello?
Hello,
is Tiffany there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm new to your show. This is just my second time calling in. So I was kind of curious to know, when did you have your aha moment? And, you know, you were awakened to the realization that, you know, something's just not quite right here.
Yeah.
And were you, you know, you talk about the Matrix, the movie The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they always had the agents, you know, trying to kill the people who were trying to wake everybody up.
Yeah.
So are you ever fearful about the agents, so to speak?
Oh, I tell you, I've had my harassment from them, open harassment, intimidation from them. They haven't killed me yet. But they certainly give you lots of harassment, following you, driving up with the darkened windscreen car vehicles, SUVs, at night when you're walking the dog, night after night with the lights off, stopping and then backing away again. All that kind of nonsense. But I woke up very early on. I've always asked questions, and I couldn't understand from a very early age as to why this supposed country, Britain, that ruled the world, a good chunk of it, why so many of the population, actually the majority of them, were working class poor. If all this world had been plundered of riches for centuries and centuries, all the poor had supplied were the bodies that filled the uniforms. But this simply didn't make sense to me. Plus, when I was going to school, I noticed that the histories I was getting, recent histories, etc., differed completely from the histories in the old libraries that I had access to, where you could get reference books there, written in the 1700s, some of them. And I asked all the right questions at school, and I realized that school was nothing but an updated indoctrination process to give you a type of reality. But I knew from a very early age, and I also knew for years, that we were going to amalgamate completely with Europe. It wasn't just a trading deal, an economic deal they were doing, because I'd read the old books by H.G. Wells and different ones, and where they all said that they'd have to bring in a united Europe. And they were writing this kind of stuff in the 1900s, and they belonged to the largest institutions of their day, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, CFR, and the Fabian Society. They're all branches, they're specialized branches of the same one organization. So I knew early on that we were managed scientifically, and of course getting the right books like Bertrand Russell, who actually writes about the scientific dictatorship and how the public would live their lives and come to conclusions that were all prepared for them, and never knowing how they even arrived at these conclusions because of the techniques that had been used upon them. They were very open about what they were already doing to the public. And there's even much more out in it now. Brzezinski himself talked about techniques using technotronic equipment. That's warfare. Electronic equipment, pulse waves, etc., across whole nations, he says, that will alter their brain frequency, etc. Now, he was a top man for the NSA, the National Security Agency. He wasn't dreaming this stuff up. They had the stuff ready to go. And they all talked about this brave new world idea, new world order, a planned society across the whole world, and how they'd have to eradicate the old type of system and bring in this expertly managed system where there'd be no freedom to choose what you want to do anymore. It'd all be planned from the top. They outlined everything, and I just had an incredible hunger for all of these books all through my life, written by the people themselves. and then actually seeing each step implemented in my own lifetime. So I've always kind of been awake. Yeah.
Interesting. So, you know, that there's been some talk on the Internet about the year 2012. Do you think that's more propaganda and just something for the public to become fearful of?
It serves different purposes. One of them is predictive programming. When you expect something to happen and they actually implement it on that time, you're kind of prepared for it. But what they have admitted to, and this was on national television, the government station, CBC, Canada, in 2005, when they signed the first open agreement of amalgamation for the Americas, the U.S. president signed it, and the two other prime ministers signed it for Canada and Mexico. The CFR came out openly on the same newscast as the Council on Foreign Relations for the first time, not as an advisor to some guy, but actually under their own auspices and their own banner, and said that they had drafted up these agreements and that this signatory would be the first one, and the last one would take place in 2010. By 2010, the Americas were to be totally integrated economically, politically, etc. Well, we're pretty well there now, actually. And they said that by 2012, you'll find in different publications by the UN and so on, that they are to be elevated up to their world status as the sort of titular world governments. That's what that's for.
I see. Well,
it's really just a plan and a timetable that was written long ago. There's nothing supernatural about it. It's all out there. And we've had many follow-ups to the integration of the Americas since the first signatory in 2005. And top executives and bureaucrats in our federal government can now apply for jobs in Washington, D.C., and vice versa. In Fortress America, as a part two of it, they said that we're now sharing tariffs, import duties, etc. We're sharing totally the FBI, CIA, all intelligence, one network system. It's all one system. So we've been integrating more and more since 2005. But that's the last signing is in 2010, and that's total integration.
Wow. And, you know, it's so amazing. And I know that you know about Project Paperclip. You know, the FBI and the CIA and the police, they're supposed to protect and to serve, you know. But why would you send some people over to our country who were killing, you know, all those Jews, you know, 1,500.
Yeah.
Top of the world. So everyone knows that if you don't know, you should know. And if you don't know, they need to pick up a book that, you know, our best interest is not at hand here.
Not at all.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we've got to remember, too, that there are many, many people, even top Jews, very rich Jews, who are complete socialists as well. All for this world agenda. And other ones who call themselves communists, they're for it, too, because it's socialism as well. Fascism, socialism, communism are the same thing, because they all came out of the upper intelligentsia, the wealthy class, all of the ideas. And it's for their own benefit to maintain an oligarchy down through time. And they use one system, one phase of it after another. We're post-industrial, we're post-technological, really, in the West. It's all done in China. And we technically have no more economic value for them. And now we have to be persuaded to allow ourselves to be sterilized, culled off, and so on. And I kid you not, that's what they're promoting. The children in school will come out and voluntarily request sterilization to save Mother Earth. You wait and see. There's Deborah from Maryland. Are you there, Deborah?
I am, Alan.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm hanging in here and having a transfusion so I can face the mosquitoes again.
Oh, geez.
Yep.
oh, my God. I remember Canada and canoeing in the boundary waters, and I remember the black flies and mosquitoes rather well.
Yes. Did you notice you never see those in the ads for tourism?
No.
You never see that. I don't know if they have a big fan there or something that sucks them away from the people. And I don't know, but I tell you, I don't know how they fake it or if they do it in a studio, but you never see a single mosquito sucking the blood out of someone.
No bugs whatsoever.
No.
But I find it highly suspicious. You've got Mikhail Gorbachev, who is with Global Green, who started Global Green with my aunt, Diane Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is, you know.
Yep.
It never went away.
Never went away, no. Now, when he was parading around with Maggie Thatcher, I knew this guy's designated for high things. I'll be back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. And we'll grab Terry from Canada before the show is over. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry. Is Terry there? No. Is Deborah still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I guess the broadband's not there, eh?
Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to tell everybody, please donate to Alan, and, you know, even if it's just what you would spend on lunch tomorrow, every dollar counts. It really does. And you're like that voice in the wilderness that, you know, is my voice and so many others out there who are just outraged, who see, you know, what is happening and what has happened and what will be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true enough. It definitely will be, as these guys keep telling us over and over again, this is coming, we're doing this. And the people feel helpless in a sense because they understand that they mean the truth, they mean what they say, and yet the general public are in this dazed mainstream media state.
Yeah, and it's like Dancing with Stars, but, you know, here's the real thing. You are the real deal. You don't ask for monetary, you know, supplements. You're out there.
Yeah.
And you are probably the only one who is out there doing what you're doing. And you're speaking the truth, and people need to support that.
Yeah, I try to show them by using evidence, you know, not guesses, but evidence. But I try to show them how one topic is related to the next topic, to the next one, to show you that this is very, very real and it's well organized. And rather than just give you a scattergun approach to everything, 100 articles that terrify you, I try to show you how everything is so orchestrated in your life that you are living in a matrix system, and it is scientific socialism. Yeah,
yeah, and you truly are. And those of you who are awake out there or are just starting to wake up, just, you know, what you would spend on lunch tomorrow, send it to him. I can't stress that enough. You know, I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Just send him some help.
Yeah,
I mean, thank God you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's the alternative, is to take advertising and get paid by the advertisers, which is very lucrative. That's what all the other hosts do. But again, you're bound. Then your topics sometimes are limited because you're taking money from certain institutions.
Well, you're paid, and not only are you paid, but you're told what you can say and what you can't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
That's it. That's it. But thanks for calling, Deborah.
And thanks for plugging me as well,
because I need the plugs. I keep forgetting to plug myself. And I know people don't listen at the beginning of the show because they know what I'm going to say, so I should really mention it throughout the show if I can remember. Yeah. Thanks for calling. That was Terry from Canada there. No?
Alan?
Oh, so, hello, Terry. You're there. You're just making it. You're
Alan,
very quick.
Can you hear me? Okay, I hear the music coming on. Do you want me to hold over?
No, this is the last one, actually, so you have to
be very quick. Was it. I just had a very interesting comment. You know, I had trouble getting through, obviously, but one of the things I wanted to mention, and history begins at Sumer with Samuel Noah Kramer.
Yes.
There's a mention of Enki and the world order, the organization of the earth and its cultural process. An account is given of Enki's creative activities in instituting natural and cultural phenomena. A word from the wise, as they said. This is a very old plan.
That's right. I read that on the air back in 1998. Yeah.
It's got to be 5,000 years old.
That's right. It even says that the sky is full from horizon to horizon with government offices for taxation. 5,000 years ago. Thanks for calling, Terry. From Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.